All right, I'm back. Matthew Treadwell, Kardashian of the desert. How are you, my friend?
Good, mate. Keeping well. How's things with yourself been?
Good, good, buddy. I mean, it's been an exciting year for you, though, mate. To watch you grow to where you are now, mate, it's been a busy year for you.
It's been super fun. Had heaps of fun and pretty stoked on how the year all went and start prepping for next year.
Look, I mean, we should start back at the start of the year. Like, we did an interview with you, which was really good, and I think people should go listen to that. But kind of let's get a wrap-up of the year. I mean, you've come in hot. You've really thrown yourself into this riding caper. How did it all start for the year?
So pretty much, going back to the start of the year, first actual race of the year was Fink.
I know, crazy.
So it was one way to kick it off, straight to Fink. Hadn't done any starts, and why not just go all the way up to Alice Springs? So started out at Fink, had an absolute blast. It was probably the best riding trip I've ever done. After that, followed through with a couple of different races, such as Hadar. Went and done the Golden Beach as an Ironman, DNF to that, unfortunately. Just a couple of weeks ago, I actually wrapped up the Transmoto. So I done that in a team with Lurex Racing, who's one of my sponsors. That's pretty much come to an end with the year.
Mate, look, and I love how you've just wrapped it up so quick and easy, and you've done a few little races like Hatter.
Yeah, obviously been a lot on the side, but they're all the milestone ones. They're my favourites. So.
And I mean, what between Fink and Hatter, which ones did you prefer more?
I honestly preferred Fink over Hatter.
Really?
Yeah. So pretty much what I put it down to is everyone thinks Fink and Hatter could be fairly similar, but I found it so much different.
Yeah, I don't think that's
pretty similar, much. Mate. Pretty much, Hatter's like riding a sand motocross track for 4 hours. It's torture. And I just loved the whole scenery, the atmosphere, just what Fink had to offer, and it's pretty cool being able to do the speeds that you do up there.
Yeah.
As much as it is, oh shit! So like a lot of moments like that. And how dangerous it is, I just really thrived on it.
Look, it's definitely I think it is. The only similarities is the red dirt, but it really is two different mindset of racing too.
Absolutely, yeah. I found it very, very much so a mind battle the whole time. Coming back was. It's funny all the mind games that actually goes through your head, especially because I had a big off on the way home. And just, once you have a good crash, it takes all your energy out of you and it's just become struggle street the whole way back.
Oh, look, it is. And, how many ups and backs did you do, I think?
So I only done one complete up and back. The times before that, like in my pre-running, I'd done just like 0 to 80, 80 back. And then we done the back half, so 140 on. So we just broke it up, done each half of the track, and then we done tied it all together. So I'd never actually gone start to finish. I don't know how Walshy and Norton and all that do that as pre-running. That is gnarly.
it is a lot, and I suppose they also have the time to do it. You didn't really have much time to be able to focus on getting there and back.
Nah. So obviously because I'm doing an apprenticeship, it's a little bit harder to get time off and stuff like that. So I was pretty stringed up on time. So I had a week and a half to do the whole trip pretty much. I managed to get up there, do 4 days pre-running tied off with racing and pretty much made it home from Fink in 24 hours. and that's what Google Earth, Google Maps says, 24 hours.
Wow, mate.
And then straight back to work.
Mate, it's a hectic story. And, I mean, we were lucky to catch you up there and kind of we watched you. I think we saw you on the Sunday and the Monday. I can't remember what days we saw you. But it was exciting to see you and, like, of your hands blow out and you had an absolute epic Fink. For you then to take over to Hatter, and we chatted to you after that too, which was an absolute epic day for you there as well.
Yeah, I had a definitely didn't go to plan with just everything that possibly could have gone wrong went wrong.
No, it's, you're right, but like, did, like, stepping back from it, can you see where you went wrong between the two?
Honestly, it was like, fitness was definitely there. It's probably like, with through this whole year, I've definitely been definitely had the fitness there with the way I've put in the training and dedicated myself. Like, I don't drink or do anything like that. Don't go out. So it's like I have more enjoyment in working on myself, and it's definitely paid off within the racing. So it's just been trying to get like the bike prep pretty much and the seat time. That's kind of been where I've had a little bit of struggle getting the amount of seat time that I'd like to have. But it's all just steps, and I know where I've gone wrong, and I know what I got to work on for next year. So that's kind of where I'm trying to put it to work now.
Yeah, and it's definitely right, and it's good to see you get some bike time at the end of the year, as you said, with Transmoto and Golden Beach. And obviously Golden Beach didn't work out you wanted to, which is really unfortunate. It's unfortunate for anyone when they don't get to finish an event. You know, you spend all this time and money and effort to get there, and it doesn't follow through. So to have a DNF, is that your first one as well?
Yeah. So that's first ever race I've DNF'd. That's my thing. I don't like to not finish. Whenever I go somewhere, I want to finish. So I was pretty bummed on that. But a big shout out to the guys at the Brad and all that at Simford. They were unreal. They pretty much stripped my bike. We were trying to work out what was wrong with it, and pretty much resulted it back to a fuel pump let go on me.
Yep.
So there was nothing I could do, and unfortunately that's racing, so is what it is, and worked on to the next one.
Mate, that's the KTM way. The KTM Husky fuel pumps are a horrible
thing. I've heard of a couple going.
Oh, yeah, all the time. But I think for you to be able to even just do it, though, and get through, you've definitely proved to yourself and the people who follow you and support you that you can actually do it once you really put your mind and effort into it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like I pretty much thrive on the, you don't have to be, very, very much skilled. You just have to be able to put in some time and effort, and like, anyone can do what I do. Like, all the races I've done, anybody can do it. It's just a matter of time you got to put to it.
Look, that's true. I mean, you are a staple to that, mate. And obviously, you know, we laugh about being the Kardashian of the desert, but it's also proven a really good point that, you know, anybody can do it and get through it. As long as you put the time and effort and actually research what you want to do and sell, you can really make a name for yourself in this thing.
Absolutely. And it's like, yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Like, I thrive on all the social media side of it, because that's pretty much what helps fund my racing. I wouldn't be able to do it without the support from everyone, and that's why opportunities like this to come on and chat with you, I really appreciate it, every bit of time that I get.
Oh, look, man, don't blow up my ego, but thank you very much. So then what does that mean for next year, mate? What events right now are you looking at that you're going to go compete in?
So next year I'm planning to go all in on the desert scene again. So I'll be back up to Fink, Hatter, do all those, as well as throwing the Don River Dash.
Ooh, my man.
So I'll put that in the agenda. And then obviously a couple events here and there that I'll do as teams, like with one of my sponsors, Leroy's Earthworks. We're putting a little team together for some team events. So we'll do some events here and there, like Golden Beach, the Transmoto. Was thinking maybe Kalgoorlie, not too sure yet.
You are. Me and you are going to road trip over in that big van of yours, mate. It's going to be an amazing time. Let's do this.
Yes, yeah, you're correct. So I just, bought myself a van, so that's pretty much a step for next year.
Mm-hmm. You're not allowed near schools, but you can go race a dirt bike.
Absolutely, absolutely. So she's just about to, in the process at the minute of designing a wrap, so we're going to get it fully wrapped, stick it up, so we'll hopefully be rolling in style.
Mate, please tell me you've got somewhere on there a big Kardashian, just with your head on it. That'd be amazing.
Look, in your sake, I know you'd love that, but I don't know if I could rock my bad lid on there.
Look, I would pay for it, to be very fair. If anybody ever wanted to get their car wrapped with Kim Kardashian in your head, 100% I'd pay for it.
Hey, well, I'm negotiable. It could work.
Look, mate, that's exciting. And what are you going to be riding this year? Because at the moment I'm seeing you on a Yammy. I know that's not you're going to be a desired bike for next year, or is it?
So I pretty much, that Yammy that you would have seen, that's just a 252 stroke I got. That was honestly a marketplace find just to have a bit of fun. I've never owned a two stroke. So I just wanted to, change it up and have a bit of fun. It's actually blown up at the minute, so that's why I wouldn't see much of it at the minute. But the plan is, I was kind of chasing around, seeing what bikes I could jump on. But at this point in time, I'm going to be just running my 450 again that I've got.
Mm-hmm.
And start of next year, I'll just, do a top end, do a clutch, freshen it all up, get a looking brand new again. But if something comes up in the meantime, we'll go on that. But at the minute, I'm just going to be running my 450.
Yeah, nice, mate. I mean, there's some cool bikes coming out at the moment, and there's it's definitely an interesting time to be getting a new bike. But that 450 is tried and tested, so you kind of want to run with something you know as well.
Yeah, that's it. Trusty, so it's barely let me down. So I, it'd be rude not to take her on another trip up to Alice.
No, look, that's it, mate. And I suppose you probably have a very long list of people you want to thank, but is there anyone in particular you really want to give a shout-out to?
So I'd just love to give a shout-out to a lot of my main sponsors, like, Rock Solid. They do all the four drive trays and canopies. Leroy's Earthworks, they've got a big... construction sort of mob down Melbourne, which they have all their traffic controlling and stuff like that too. They've been without those guys, I wouldn't be able to make it to a lot of the races that I've done. And they've been super, super helpful towards me on a friendship sort of level, and pretty much like a second family to me. Without those two, my racing wouldn't be possible. So I'd just love to give those guys a big shout out.
Well, man, it's been a great year for you, mate, and I really hope that we can watch you kind of keep moving your way up the ranks as well, which you've done slowly throughout the year, and get all the way back up to the pointy end. Will we see you at a GNCC as well?
Oh, you'll see me. I had so much fun.
Look, I remember seeing you come around every now and then. You hear that little the two bangers screaming, and I'll be on the side of the track giving you the how you going. So, look, it is exciting to see you back there, and it's exciting to see you bring a different dynamic to racing. It's not just all about results with you, and you're really kind of showcasing like what the sport can be outside of just podium positions.
Yeah, absolutely, and as I always say, I just like to have fun with it. That's just kind of how I roll with it. If I'm not really having fun, I don't really see too much value in putting all the time, effort and money into it. So I just like to, keep to the nature and just have fun with it.
Well, look, man, as I keep saying, I'm excited to see what happens. I look forward to talking to you next year, and hopefully we're lining up an event somewhere and we can go bar to bar.
Absolutely, mate. Sounds good to me, and can't wait for it.
Awesome. All right, buddy.
Perfect.